Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Vanessa. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, this is Brooke.
Hey. Oh, thanks for calling.
Just about Bluey.
Yeah, Bluey. Yeah, because just they're coming in to collect her,
yep.
And we got a call this morning just from the lady owner. You know, she wanted to know if we found anything. So yeah, how'd you go?
Yeah, I wrote up the written necropsy report, but yeah, there's just like there was just like a huge number of like raspberry seeds in there. That's what they look like to me when I was looking images. But like honestly, like none of them were in the lower bowel or anything. So I don't know if that's caused the blockage because it didn't seem like they didn't feel impacted.
No.
But honestly, most of it was just the seeds.
Yeah.
But the coiling.
Could they be pomegranate seeds?
I didn't look up pomegranate seeds, but when they were red. They were like super hard. They felt like pebbles, but when I crushed them, there was obviously something inside them. And when I googled like raspberry seeds, they looked exactly like it. They were really sort of finely dimpled in the right size.
So maybe chronic irritation as well in the gizzard there.
Yeah, well, like, the coiling was I'm not sure if there was maybe some caseous sort of pus, like an instance of cytology, and it looks like there are some inflammatory cells in the gizzard.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I couldn't really find the pylorus either. I thought that might have been just really like stenotic, like if they were getting sort of stuck there if it was inflamed. That was just going to be my best bet rather than foreign body. I feel like you should be able to pass those seeds. But.
Yeah, but if it had been happening over time and over a long period of time, then that caseous or even granulomatous inflammation in the gizzard would have been enough to cause what we saw on the x-rays.
Yeah.
The gas in the proventriculus and stuff. So, interesting.
That's it. Yeah. But that was pretty much it. And it just like everything was obviously really pale because he was super anemic, but all his bowel looked okay.
Was there anything in the diet that reflected what you found? Those red things?
Yeah, he does eat like raspberries. She sent a photo of the smorgasbord that he gets every day. I think we were looking at maybe like red quinoa or something, but I think the red raspberry seeds fits well. But he's got like a couple of things in his cage he could chew, but they say he doesn't chew anything in the cage. And I couldn't really see much that looked like it, unless there was like a little red plastic toy or something possibly. But they look like little seeds.
Yeah, and I know dramas. Yeah, that's good that you found what those things were because, you know, that you could see those individual little things in the gizzard. And, sad that it could possibly be a chronic dietary concern, but it wouldn't be surprising to find that if the bird really loved the raspberries that it that it was a chronic irritation that then caused inflammation that prevented the gizzard from emptying properly. Just long term. You didn't find any of the seeds embedded in the lining of the gizzard, did you?
No, the coiling came away pretty good, but it was like off yellow sort of colour.
It's a chronic irritation.
Yeah. So that's all I was going to say was like, there's obviously all these seeds there. There's definitely inflammation from the cytology.
Yeah.
I think if we opened it up, it was honestly like so hard to like scooping it all out and didn't come out in one piece. It would have been a bit of a nightmare.
You wouldn't have resolved it anyway. Even with surgery, you wouldn't have resolved it because the chronic changes to the gizzard.
That's what I was going to say, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think that's all I put on the thing. But if you just want to check what I wrote, I'm pretty sure that's what I wrote.
Yeah, I did. I was reading it as you were speaking. Yeah, sorry.
Cool.
I skipped over it because I read the initial stuff and then didn't see that you'd written necropsy there.
It's all good. Are you busy today?
Oh, good. No, it's okay. It's weird. Stuff's moved. No. Oh, we took the pin out of the lorikeet. Just went home.
Yeah, cool.
The wing fracture. What's her name? Munchie? Munchie, yeah. And came out easily. Didn't x-ray. Suggested we'll do that in a month, so we'll see an ossified callus, hopefully. But definitely could feel a callus this time.
Yeah, cool.
So I think it was just a little bit more time. Needed a bit more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I've just got her restricted to the cage, but she can use a large one. And didn't say anything about physiotherapy weekly or anything. That we'd re-X-ray in 4 weeks, and if we still needed to do any physio, we'd do it under that GA. because both the elbow and the carpus move, so there's no real issues of fusion. And with gentle use, I think it'll get its function back.
Cool. That's good.
Yeah, so that's good news.
Cool.
Nothing else.
Very good.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's generally boring. What are you doing on your rainy day?
Just chilling, really.
Nice. Chilling,
having a cup of coffee, so nothing too crazy.
Excellent. But, and you get to drink it hot.
Say again?
You get to drink it hot.
Yes, which is nice.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's all right. But yeah, no more.
Well, I'll let you go.
Yeah, no, thanks, Nick.
Enjoy your weekend.
Nice weekend. Yeah, you too.
Yep.
I'll see you next week. Again.
I'll let you know if there's anything in on Monday, but
no,
Kelvin's on with
it's
me as well.
Holiday. It's Ecker Show.
Oh, it is. It is. It is. It is. You're right. Are you going to go to the Ecker?
I sort of went like 2 years ago. I don't know if I'll go again, but I wouldn't mind
changes.
Saying like the. Is it on for longer than a week? I don't even know how long it's on for.
Starts on Saturday, finishes the following Sunday.
Oh, okay.
They have duck races. Apparently.
I don't know. Well, that's what I like, the animals and the pigeons and chickens and stuff, but and the ducks.
Hmm.
But that's all I'd really go for, honestly.
So apparently they had pig races every other year, but now they're doing duck races.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
I've never seen either.
We'll have to go.
We won't be going.
Cool. Well, someone, Kiri's going, isn't she?
I don't know.
Yeah, we should, I think she said she's going to go. Good, but,
huh.
Well, she's talking about the animals, but one of us should go on video that. I like
the bank, so I'll ask when she gets back.
Hmm. Oh, cool. Okay.
Well, have a lovely weekend. I'll see you, Ron.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.